Hello, you're very welcome to this latest audio walk from Open Country with me, Tom. The April showers seem to have arrived a month late. As I record this, it's early May, and April was one of the driest months on record this year. And it seems like the showers that we'd usually expect in that month have saved themselves for May instead. When I left the car, there was beautiful blue sky and quite warm sunshine beating down. But as I look up to the skies now, it's really greyed over and there's a really dark cloud heading our way. It's a good job I've brought my waterproofs and an umbrella as well to keep me sheltered from what looks like a very much an impending shower. The walk that we're doing today, thankfully in terms of the weather, is going to be majoritively through woodland. If you've listened to these audio walks before, you'll know that I'm a big fan of woodland. We're going to be walking through an area of wood called Ox Close, which is on the banks of the River Wharfe, not too far from the town of Wetherby. If you can imagine a triangle between Wetherby, East Keswick and Harewood, you'd be pretty much spot on if you know this area. We're just walking down a track to start off with very verdant verges. Nice bit of alliteration for you there. And this may sound silly, but it smells of spring, or at least early summer anyway, because there's just that sweet smell of, I think there's a bit of rapeseed in there, and as I've been walking down this track, it's been lined with garlic mustard and red campion, also a few bluebells dotted in and amongst the green of the foliage as well. And all of these lovely spring and summer flowers that are popping through now are just giving off that really nice, sweet, pungent smell that always reminds me of summer and warm, sunny days, he says, looking up towards a grey sky. But the colours are starting as well. The yellow of the dandelions, as not only as I've been walking down this track, but as I was driving to park up just on the outskirts of East Keswick for this walk, all the verges were just dotted with these yellow spots of the dandelion flowers. We often see the dandelion as being a bit of a weed, but it always brightens my day when I see those lovely yellow flowers bursting forth. Anyway, I suppose we ought to put our best foot forward down this track and hopefully shelter in this woodland if this huge shower decides to descend from the sky, because it is looking very ominous indeed. You may now be able to hear the rushing water of the River Aire in the background. We've walked down the track and we've made our way down towards the banks of the river. And after quite a wet weekend, it's filled up quite substantially after that dry April. And it's looking very healthy in terms of the amount of water that's running by. It is obscured by some sycamore trees, so I can't see it in its full glory. We may be able to get a better view when we get to the bridge a bit further down the path. That shower that I was promising earlier on seems to have started. What I may do as I'm speaking to you is just get my umbrella out and put that up so I don't get too damp. There we go. All you'll be able to hear now, though, is the sound of the rain pattering on the umbrella. As I was walking down the track, I noticed some nettles that were in flower at the side. You usually associate nettles with just being green, boring plants that if you come across just start stinging you all the time. You often very rarely see them in flower, but when you do, it's a lovely sight. They're sort of little white bell-shaped flowers that hide under the stinging leaves. And they're quite fluffy in texture as well. Very pretty indeed. So next time you see a nettle or come across one, don't just necessarily think, oh, that's horrible, it's going to sting me. Admire it for the beautiful plant that it is. Anyway, I think we'll try and get under the cover of this wood as much as we possibly can, and then we'll hopefully come back to the wharf bridge at the end of the walk, when hopefully this shower will have passed over and we'll be able to enjoy it, or at least I'll be able to enjoy it in the dry. I think you're probably enjoying this in the dry anyway. No sound of envy in my voice there, is there? Not just. It seems to be getting rather heavy now, so let's head for the woodland and see what we can find. As you may be able to hear in the background, the shower is still very much present. Indeed, it's gone from heavy rain to hail, which is quite interesting. But anyway, we have made it into some sort of cover in Oxclose Wood. I've just come across this little information board, which tells you a little bit about the woodland and shows you a map of some of the paths that we'll be walking on. It's an area that's looked after by East Keswick Wildlife Trust, that do a fantastic job of keeping this place really healthy for wildlife to make it their home. I know Open Countries Conservation Group's done a bit of work here in the past as well. So it'll be interesting to see what has been happening. It really is getting heavy with that hail now. As I look in front of me, there's just a mist, which is just stair rods of hail and rain and general precipitation. If I look behind me, there is a bit of brightness in the sky, so hopefully this will just be a passing shower and not a prolonged thing that we'll have to put up with for the rest of this walk. In front of me as well, it's a sea of bluebells. I know in the last episode we were at Wheaton Woods admiring the bluebells there, and they're still out here at Oxclose, just giving that lovely blue carpet to the woodland floor, which is quickly turning white as this hail continues to fall. There's a few paths to choose from. I think we'll go on the upper path to start off with and see what we can see up there. It does look slightly more sheltered on that one as well, which is probably a good thing in the current weather conditions. I think I might just hide here for a little while and shelter underneath this beech tree. Dare I say it, but I think it may be lessening off. Although lessening off after what we had is probably still quite a heavy shower. They're one of my favourite trees are beeches in the springtime, just because of the lightness of the green on their new leaves. The leaves of beech trees sort of adapt themselves as the year goes on. I think I mentioned this in a previous audio walk. They go from very light, soft green to quite a dark, quite hard, crusty green as the year goes on, before they turn a beautiful reddish brown in the autumn. They are looking very verdant indeed, the lightness of the green, and often when the sun's out, I'll keep mentioning the sun just in case it does show its face again, they sort of illuminate the beech leaves and they almost look luminescent. It's just something that I can imagine at this moment as the rain continues to pour down. The hail has stopped though, on the plus side. We seem to have moved away from the main carpet of bluebells. There are still a few dotted around where I'm standing at the moment, just giving a splash of blue to the surroundings, and a few white wooden anemone flowers as well, which are beautiful, and there's a distinct smell of wild garlic in the air as well, luring me further on into the wood. As I've walked along, I've seen a few habitat piles as well, which will hopefully be providing home and shelter in these conditions to various different mini beasts and small mammals. Is that blue sky over there that I can see beyond the shower, or am I just being even more optimistic? I'll carry on a bit further down the path, and hopefully, fingers crossed, it may dry up in a bit. There's a pond over to our left-hand side. It looks relatively newly dug, although it's certainly filling up with the constant rainfall coming down at the moment. And somebody's placed a little gnome on the side as well, just overlooking this little area of water. As I say, it's freshly dug, so it's quite bare at the moment, but I can see a few water lilies growing up the side of it. Water is one of those things that if you put it anywhere, wildlife will come, because of course water is the source of life. We all need it to keep going. And I've just recently put a pond in my garden, and we've already had a frog in it, and it's only been there a month or so. So hopefully as time goes on, both my pond and this one will start to see a bit more life and provide a home for the wildlife that need it. It is definitely getting brighter. The rain's still falling, but it is definitely getting brighter. It's not just my imagination this time. As I say that, the sun's coming out. I'm thinking I should be able to see a rainbow somewhere, because the sun's beating down, but so is the rain still. Those usually the perfect conditions for seeing a rainbow, as the sun reflects through the water droplets. I can't see one at the moment though. Maybe my umbrella's in the way, but I daren't take that away because I'll get an absolute drenching. I'll keep my eyes peeled though, and if I do see one, you'll be the first to know. The rain's definitely slowing down. And there is much more blue sky taking over from the grey that was looming above us a moment ago. Although the sun's gone in again, and I never did get to see that rainbow, unfortunately. It must have just eluded me. Or at least the trees and the wood were in the way. I'm hoping that blue sky takes over from the grey. It's a bit hit and miss at the moment. But we've made our way now into a much older part of the wood. The trees here look much more established. Again, there's the distinctive light green glow of the beech tree leaves. And there's an oak just in front of me as well. Very grand old tree. And immediately to my left, it looks like a sycamore, the shape of the leaves that are just sprouting out from the new buds. And quite a few of the trees around this area, there are bird boxes. I might just stand here quietly for a moment and see if any of them are in action. Can't see anything at the moment. There was a blue tit flitting in the trees above me a moment ago, but maybe it's because I'm here, they just don't want to venture back home just yet. Either that, or they're all hiding in there already from and sheltering from this shower that we've had. A hopefully you'll be able to hear some of those birds in the background, is alive. And as the rain starts to stop. Ooh, woodpecker. There you go. It's a greater spotted woodpecker just landed in the tree above me. Doesn't seem to be pecking or anything at the moment, but you may hear it tap in a moment. No, it's being shy and elusive. It's just flown into a tree a little bit closer, actually. Beautiful birds with the red slash above their head. Dark black back with sort of speckledy white and black wings. There's a nuthatch there as well. We're starting to wake the wildlife up after that shower. Nuthatch again is a lovely little bird. Like little bandits with a black stripe across their eye. It's amazing what you can witness when you just stop and look up into the canopy of these trees. The look towards the blue area of the sky. And just see constant little silhouettes flitting from one branch to another. Well, so much for that blue sky. The shower seems to have come back with a vengeance. And once again, my umbrella's getting pounded by little raindrops. This wood, though, just keeps on giving. It doesn't really bother me that it's pouring it down with rain, although it would be nice if it was sunny. But just the diversity of this place is wonderful. We've come from that quite new area of woodland with new saplings that have just been planted and the pond that had just been dug, to that older, ancient area of woodland with the more substantially older trees. We've now come into this very sheltered area, thankfully, with this weather that's going on around us, where there's these series of holly bushes. And as you look through them, it's just darker and darker as the holly covers the woodland floor. It also goes to show how important getting light down to this woodland floor can be for other plants like the bluebells and the wild garlic to grow, because the darker it gets underneath the holly bushes, the less green it becomes underneath as well, and the more barren it is, although there's still a few rotting logs in there for insects to make their home in. This weather really is strange. I just saw a glimpse of sun there again. Maybe that rainbow will come back and show itself. Anyway, we're going to continue the walk on through this area of wood now, and I'm hoping that eventually we'll end up on the banks of the River Wharfe. And as you all know from listening to these audio walks before, I'm always on the lookout for a kingfisher. Maybe we'll see one of those as it does start to brighten up again. Hopefully the weather will decide what it wants to do by the time we conclude this audio walk. Oh, this is beautifully atmospheric. The rain is stopping. Still no rainbow. And the sun's come out. I'm walking through this. I don't know why I'm lowering my voice. I just taken over by the awe of it, but there's this mist rising from these pockets of bluebells as the sun starts to evaporate some of that rain that we've had, and it's just surrounding me in this very settling glow of mist in amongst the lilac-y blue of the bluebells. Absolutely beautiful. We do complain about the weather a lot in this country, and I'm guilty of it myself in this very audio walk, but without the combination of that heavy downpour and then the warm sun coming out, it wouldn't create this misty effect. Although it's still beautiful, it's just adding to the beauty and the atmosphere of those birds in the background as well. It is, I was going to say out of this world, it is in this world, but I'm sure you know what I mean by that. We've now made it down onto the serene, gentle banks of the River Wharfe. And the big news is that my umbrella's come down. The grey cloud that was swamping us a moment ago has now drifted over. I think there's another one following on, but I'm just going to make the most of this pocket of blue sky, sunshine and serenity whilst I'm down here on what can only really be described as a little beach area. It is quite a pebbly beach, but it's a beautiful little oasis just on the banks of the river, just to stand and contemplate my surroundings for a moment. After all this rain that we've had over the last few days, I think the water's running a bit too quickly for the kingfishers today. So I'll still keep my eyes peeled for one as we go along the riverside banking. It's lovely to see all the new green leaves bursting on the trees on the opposite bank. There's quite a few horse chestnut trees, which are quite substantially leaved now. They are the first ones to come out in the spring, and usually the first to turn very autumnal as well. In and amongst them, there are other trees that are still just in bud, ready to let go of their leaves and add to the greenery. Ah, it's lovely just to take it all in with that warming sun. Because it is early May, there is still quite a bit of warmth in it, and even though we've had that shower which was quite chilly, I'm now even thinking, shall I take my jacket off? One step at a time, maybe. Umbrella first, then jacket maybe eventually if... Oh dear, that grey sky is regrouping. Ooh, a red kite just flying overhead. Wonderful. Making our way back along the riverbank now. And after that shower that we had, now the sun's shining down. It's just beautiful, the way that the wild garlic leaves are just glinting and shining in the sunlight, just picking up on that damp surface and reflecting it. It's adding a beautiful atmosphere to the surroundings. There are still quite a few droplets falling that have collected on the leaves in the canopy and are just dropping down, a few of them managing to connect with my head. A good job I've got my flat cap on as usual. That combination of light green and blue with the sun shining on it has returned now. There's a sycamore tree and a beech tree that I'm looking at the moment, straining my head backwards to see them, but the sun is hitting those leaves, as I explained earlier on. I don't have to imagine it now. It really is a wonderful sight. Anyway, let's carry on back along this riverside path, and we should in a moment get back to the bridge over the river, where we might be able to get a good view down the Wharfe Valley, and hopefully we'll get there before the next shower comes. On the path in front of us now, there's a little frog. I just saw it jump as I put my foot quite close by. Thankfully, I didn't step on it, but it's very well camouflaged against the brown of the mud on the path. I'm actually quite glad I've brought my umbrella, not just because of the wet weather, but because this path on the riverbank is quite eroded in places, and the rain has made it very slippery indeed. So my umbrella's acting as a bit of a walking stick to keep me steady and to stop me from slipping down the bank and to my wet doom in the river below. Anyway, we'll leave this frog to do what it needs to do. I'm sure it doesn't want to sit there listening to me all afternoon. We'll carry on to the bridge. Well, here we are. We've made it to the bridge over the River Wharf. It's quite a substantial bridge. It almost looks like there used to be a railway line crossing it, which there may have been at one time. It's made of this green painted wrought iron, and it's sort of lined with waterproof material and wood. And there's lots of chunky rivets along the top where they've pieced the bridge together. It looks like it's been standing here for some years, and I'm sure it'll be here for plenty of years to come. It's a nice little spot to conclude this audio walk, I think, because if we look one way, we look back at the woods where we've just been walking and that wooded riverbank path that was quite treacherous in places. And then as we look the other way, we look back towards Harewood and more trees and fields in the distance. There's a few sheep on the opposite riverbank just enjoying this brief period of sun before the next black cloud passes over. In order to avoid that, I think I'm going to hot foot it back to my car and head home to dry myself off. They say you can have four seasons in one day in Yorkshire, and I think today we've had four seasons in one audio walk. I do hope you've enjoyed it. We have witnessed and experienced a lot today. It's been a wonderful place for wildlife, and although the weather hasn't played ball all the time, I think it's definitely added to the atmosphere and adventure of our outing. Anyway, there's a few more drops falling from the sky now, so with that, I'll sign off. I look forward to speaking to you on the next audio walk from Open Country. Thank you very much for listening.